Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
got that perfect shape, the love you make, I scream your name.
Wanna take all your clothes off, text you till the song goes
on. I like your everything, your navel and your fingering.
Sexy from head to toe, girl, never gonna let you go.
You got that confidence, sexiness, thickness, that bomb clear. And I like it all. You got it going on, yeah. On, baby. You got that sex appeal on the real lady. You're like my homie, my shorty.
You got that butter love.
You got it going on, don't you know? That's for sure. I like your face and hands and all of your pretty clothes. Baby, you're so right, you're locked tight.
You got that butter love.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, you are tuned into the For Real Entertainment Network. This is Epiphany Radio, and tonight, we present to you The Get Down. I'll be your host for the evening, Anonymity, along with my co-host, Poetic, and J-Rob, the Wise Son. As always, the call-in number to listen in is 319-27-6300. And as always, press 1 to have your voice be heard. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And let's give a huge shout-out to our CEO, author, Larry Maddow, a.k.a. For Real, the poet, Douglas. Again, this is Epiphany Radio, and tonight is The Get Down. Our topic for this evening, we present to you the slow jams. So we're going to get into another song, and we're going to come back, and we're going to get this party started. So again, I'll be your host for the evening, Anonymity, with my co-host, Poetic, and J-Rob, the Wise Son. Let's get into another slow jam, and we'll get started with some beautiful poetry for the evening.
Yeah. showers.
Van, are you there?
Yeah, I'm good, bro. Give me a second. Technical difficulty.
Gotcha.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you're listening in, and as Poetic is getting his piece to follow up on that beautiful ballot, I just want to take time, take a moment, and give appreciation to love as we are presenting the Slow Jams. So Poetic, are you ready to follow up with that piece?
Absolutely.
My brother, the mic is yours.
Thank you.
Heaven must have smiled on me like it did the earth that day when God created the sun and said, let there be light. So I write your name across my heart and proclaim it to the stars above. Oh, April, shower me with your love.
There's one storm I don't mind being caught in, and that's the storm, the happiness of my soul. It begins when you, April, shower me with your love, then the heavens above will sprinkle me with your droplets so I can never forget just how much you are written across my heart, and the absence of your presence just tears me apart.
Loving you is all I need. Never take your love from me, cause I think I would lose my mind if you would go away. Or say you'll never leave my side, that forever you'll be mine, and I'll be there to shower you my love.
But your warm downpour on a warm sunny day gives me more reasons to say, April, shower me with your love. Your loyalty is pure as the dove, because loving you is all I need. The moisture from your April showers gives my spirit life, and my seed. My seed is growing in the sunlight of your shower. When I take a single drop and rub it into my skin, oh, the power that gravely comforts me, and I refuse to use an umbrella to keep me from getting soaked by that anointing drip from your April showers. And now I'm stoked just to know that I'm getting wet by the April shower of your love. So I'm definitely open to being wet.
And I will give you all the love I have inside this heart of mine. And yes, I swear that I'll be here for you forever and all time. So if ever you belong, all you have to do is call on me, and I'll be there to shower you my love. I love you, I need you, from my heart and soul. So don't you ever go away.
So this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing tonight. So I just want to get clear. I just need, how they say in North America, I need clarity. This is what we're doing. You bringing your own band to the get down? Your own vocalists? And they doing this? That was awesome.
Thank you, bro. Ladies
wow.
and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, please, if I may, Tila Shao on the vocals. Thank you, my queen. I'm humbled.
Thank you very much for inviting me. Hello, everybody.
I want a queen.
So this is what we're doing.
Wow, that was awesome.
Thank you, bro.
That was
appreciate
absolutely
it.
Awesome. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I can gush about anonymity. Please go. I can talk for a little while. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Bruh. Listen. When we gave the audience the opportunity to chime in for what they wanted tonight, this is what we came up with after a collection of entries. And poetic. Let me start. Let me just. This is how you start a show. When Epiphany Radio on the For Real Entertainment Network presenting the Get Down with Slow Jams, bruh, that was epic. This is how you begin the show. Ladies and gentlemen on the air tonight, all I would say is that go dig in the crates if you don't have a piece prepared for tonight's topic. And tonight, let's become epic. Awesome, awesome, Inc. Now, let me talk about the arrangement. Miss T. LaSalle, are you there?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Lady, I know of your ink, and tonight I was introduced to your voice. That was beautiful. When I heard your voice, I was in awe. What the arrangement of that song, of that piece did, was a love song. Exactly what tonight's topic is about. So I appreciate you, Queen. Like the wise son, because only wisdom comes from, spits off of that tongue. He spoke about what's happening tonight and what we're doing tonight. And I want a queen too. So, wow, that just raised a bar for what we're doing tonight. So thank you both for that awesome.
Tila Shao, we're going to have to reevaluate our relationship. Because ain't nobody said that you was bringing professional help. And, you know, I mean, I could have talked to my Aunt Gladys, but, you know, she in Germany, and you know, walked in here with T. LaSalle, and I ain't even got no backup dances.
Yo, but see, the dance floor tonight is going to be all about slow jabs. So I'm taking
Blue lights, y'all.
Blue lights, black lights. You know what I'm saying? We sipping wine tonight. Last week, we was pouring shots at the bar. But tonight, we sipping wine. And we're just enjoying the ambiance of the evening. So as we talk about the ambiance of the evening, I'm going to take a crack at this. But I'm going to do something a little different. So I know the wise son got my back on, or actually not poetic, he got me on this one. There's a little instrumental that I'm going to let you choose for my piece. And I'm going to pick up the tempo. And I'm just going to go in with my poem for the evening.
All right, let me see the show. Thank you again, Queen. I'm indebted to you.
No problem at all. I thank you again for inviting me to do the piece with you. Gentlemen, you have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much.
Definitely. Hey, listen, Ms. Tila Shaw, before
yes,
you go, if it's okay, I will be hitting your inbox. I would love to collaborate with you. So looking to do something in the studio, haven't spoken about that yet, but definitely would love to get you on a couple pieces with me.
Okay. Absolutely.
I had something to say too, but I'm not friends with Tila Shao right now because that was incredible. No, we ain't. I'm not friends with her for the next 5 minutes because that was really incredible. and I'm kind of in my feelings right now. But, you know, I'm Karate Man, and Karate Man holds his feelings on the inside. So I hold my feelings, and I ain't saying nothing, because me and Tila Shell going to have a conversation, because that was incredible, because that was incredible. That was just an awesome piece, and her singing. We're going to have to reevaluate our relationship, but I'll talk about that later. My brother, it's your turn to do poetry.
Word. Poetic. She plays like rhythm, serenading a melody infused from the soulful ballad of her rhythm and blue hues, woven with wide hips, full lips, a honey mocha brown, earth tone complexion. She displays the ancestry of her roots through the composition of a love song. Her arrangement takes my breath away. I two-step to the ballad of her tempo, create lyrics from the inscription scribed upon my left breastplate, every word submissive to its own rose petal, and the thorns have been dipped in innocence. I find my inspiration as I pen hieroglyphics of angelic scriptures to spell out her story. She changes his story as an epic love song, looping continuously around God's fingertips. We withstand the test of time. She is a classic, and our song plays continuously in surround sound. Yeah, will forever be remembered as love. A beautiful composition. No need for hook, nor bridge, nor outro. Just harmonic progressions building in time. She, the gentle expression of rhyme, has been sampled with monotones of Motown's golden age era of oldies. Sometimes we rock out, banging our heads in frustration when absent-minded behaviors clash with an emotionally charged response. But these moments in time present us as a head-on collision, producing nothing but noise. Night knows its purpose. It's when her soprano embraces my baritone, creating classical compositions sprawled across angel wings spanning the distance of paradise. It presents us as peace and tranquility composed. She is the backdrop for this melodramatic musical, allowing two heartbeats in unison to rock steady for a lifetime in unity. Together we make harmony envious. See, we do not play together as one. Together we form one. One instrument, one voice, one sound. She becomes my metronome, presented for the world as a duet, trapped in a time capsule, buried for days for when love songs cease to exist. But even then, she will always be a poem to me. My first love, the interpretation of grace as a rhythmic rendition of art, painted upon a canvas of metaphors, forming a beautiful haiku. Heartfelt expressions embellished in metaphors, for she is poetry. And peace.
Let that song ride, man. Let that song ride.
I intended to, bro. I intended to.
Thank you. This song hit different, and this
Bruh.
Song was perfect, absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
If I may, Van, please excuse me for
Go
going
ahead,
ahead
bro.
Of you, but this was absolutely the perfect song for this piece because it set the mood for the fact that he tuned it, my perfect song, my favorite love song, and you got the sentimental mood playing in the background, and the notes hit right on point because in certain sectors he hit in a different octave, and you heard that saxophone. And he just went right into it. This is a perfect example of what I'm saying, how the poetry rides the music, and it's just a perfect blend. I really enjoyed this piece, but bro, this, the part where it said, together we make harmony envious, as one together we form one instrument, one voice, one sound. She becomes my metronome. Shit. I'm mad because I lost my metronome, because that's how I used to gauge how I did my poetry at points. This was outstanding for me. Van Meadows, what say you, bruh?
Brother. Phenomenal ink. The music behind it was amazing. It definitely fit, just like J-Rob said. And that line that J-Rob pointed out was my favorite line of the piece as well. One voice, one sound. Brother, you are a beast. And I'm honored to share the mic and the stage with you at this present time, man, because that was some phenomenal ink. Phenomenal.
Brothers, I appreciate the feedback. I appreciate the vibe. I appreciate love songs. I'm not talking sex songs. I'm talking love songs.
Listen,
I got to say, I'm still a little jealous that I did not have a vocal behind it to bring the piece to the beyond heights that I even seen. I'm just saying, just throwing a little shade, a little bit of shade.
See, it ain't just me.
A little bit of shade.
Oh, man.
I will say, this is what it's all about. This is where we're going tonight. This is what we're doing tonight. So I'm grateful for the feedback. But as this vibe continues on, I'm anxious and poetic. I know you agree with me, I'm sure, when I say that I'm anxious to see what J-Rob, the wise son, is about to do to the mic. So I'm going to step out the way.
Man, I'm just trying to hang on for a second. So let me see if I can come up with something. Let me know when you're ready.
Bruh, I'm ready.
Oh. Hold on, Van, before you play that song, let me do this introduction.
Hold on. Wild sound, wait a minute. I just peeped what I just heard, though. Okay.
I'm just saying, before you play that, let me do this, though. Let me have my fun.
I'm going back out the way. I just want
to... Let me have my fun. All right? And then after I get this, after I do my intro, then Van bring that piece through. I got to have my fun, too.
I'm out of the way. I'm already in the corner. I'm where I was last.
He's so selfish.
Right, so I'm gonna let y'all go. I'm in the corner.
Thank y'all. Huh.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. A girl has found another and gone away. With her, with my future, my life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain.
See, I've got sunshine. I've got such sunshine on a cloudy day that I love holding hands with her during summer rains during the month of May.
My heart belongs to a Roni that makes me ask, when can I see you smile again? Because love is a house, and I'm not meant to live alone, so turn this house into a home, because this is for the cool in you. I told the world that you can't get a piece of my love, and every time you return to my arms, my eyes swell up like the tears of a clown, since my heart is just yearning for your love. And even though we argue and fight, I can't keep walking in and out of my life, having me guessing who's loving you, questioning the moon, all because you want to take me on a sentimental journey to see what? You? I already know you and what you would do if it's presented an opportunity, so it's the part that takes my heart to wipe your feet on. Tell me, is this the part you take my heart and wipe your feet on, or are we finally going to talk and walk 5 steps into eternity, or 4 steps as one heartbeat, and whisper 3 wishes upon us being who we were supposed to be? Because, you know, I've got this feeling that you're treating this relationship like those 3 bears that violated Goldilocks, with me thinking nobody's supposed to be here. Because somebody is sleeping in my bed with their tender love, believing him when he tells her he's all the things your man won't do. And all he wants to do is get to you and ask you, is it good to you, while he's hoping to play in your secret garden. Baby, when can I see you again, is what he's asking. And all I know is, you can't stop the rain from falling from your eyes when your heart belongs to the hurts that you give. But you will love me, you know what this is. This is no ordinary love, and sometimes the sex lies, and I can't ease the pain when I'm twisted over you in between the sheets, or what's ever going on in and out of your mind, and in between that bump and grind, whenever I close my eyes and think of you, baby, please just know that this ain't fun, so I'ma just leave this message until you're ready for us to be back at one. Because the art of noise are always moments in love. Just that you need to know. To the outside world, my tears will refuse to explain that every time you play this leaving me game, I'm just going to sit back and say, oh, how I wish it would rain. How I wish it would rain. How I wish it would rain. God, I just wish it would rain. And that's that peace.
Yo, J-Rob the Wise Son. First of all, phenomenal piece of art, phenomenal delivery, phenomenal content. And bro, you had a lot of my favorite songs in that piece. Real clever what you did with the Roni line, and when can I see you smile again? Cleverly done. But the Back at One reference, man, that's like one of my favorite Brian McKnight cuts. Back at One. Bruh, I could go on and on and on about this piece. Somewhere there's a C-34 music smiling because he's like, J-Rob dipped into my wheelhouse. But bro, phenomenal. Anonymity.
Yeah. Let me just first start off by saying that ink was not just phenomenal, awesome, dope, but too fucking real. And so let me start off by saying, fuck your poem. And then let me follow up with something, because see, I said something to you brothers on a quick call before we begin, and something tells me that like this is the universe, and I know brothers got my back, because you just came through and gave a poet life when you said, and even though we argue and fight, You can't keep walking in and out of my life, having me guess who's loving you, questioning the moon, all because you want to take me on a sentimental journey to see what you, I already know, and what you would do if presented with an opportunity. See, brothers in the background now is snapping fingers, beating their chests like, yes, poet, go in. And they ain't talking to me. They talking about you. For every reason, I said, fuck your poem. So, phenomenal. I absolutely love it.
Hey, fuck your poem. I love it. Brothers, appreciate y'all. And at the last second, I had to come in with the Temptations because Van did that outstanding intro with T. LaShell. And I was like, well, I'm already committed to Moments of Love. So, but I needed to do that introduction with the Temptations, though. But this is, I'm glad you cats caught where I was going with those references.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yo.
Love it, bro.
Listen. We're going to get ready to go into this this mic. And the dance floor is warmed, and we got wine going. And I'm going to make a special announcement because as I was looking into my inbox, I had actually a couple references that said my vocals were a little drowned out on my poem. So around 10:15, I'll chime in and I'll reread my words, which was requested, but I'll do that about 10:15. So anyone listening in that missed that, as I did get, like I said, I got some replies. I don't mind repeating for you, of course, with permission from my co-host. Is that okay with you guys?
No, fuck your phone. No, you gotta bring it, man. Bring that piece back. I just had to do it.
Listen. Respect.
Welcome to the get down.
Welcome to the get
absolutely
down.
Welcome to the get down.
So, again, this is Epiphany Radio. For real network, where you are tuned in. Tonight, we're presenting the get down. Presents the slow jam edition. I am your host for the evening, Anonymity, with my co-host Poetic and J-Rob, the wise son. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Big shout out to our CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. And tonight we're getting into the Slow Jam edition. So we got our first caller on the mic, and I'm going to turn the mic over to Poetic to introduce who we have coming aboard.
Well, for a real treat, because the first artist on the mic tonight is our good brother, DSR's own Rebel P. Jones.
Yo,
what is good, bro?
What is happening? I can't believe you starting the show with me. I can't follow you, Cass, man. I didn't even do my homework, man. But I will tell you, the scenario in the piece I'm going to read, there was a lot of slow jams happening.
My man.
Did you fit?
Definitely fit. Yes, sir.
So the piece is dedicated to my woman that gifted the world of my future king. So this piece is called Her Magic, Beautiful Creation. And I'm ready to get down.
Bruh.
Let's get that man the mic.
He's got it.
Yo. It was truly beautiful, even soothing the way she loved me and connected to thee. Embraced in her midnight glow, serenaded by the sounds of the midnight orchestra within the woods that surrounded us. Her magic astounded me, and I became thirsty for more of her. Deeply and darkly obsessed thoughts of her images in my head within my fantasies, like I was possessed. picturing her undressed as I became erect, but my excitement for her wasn't just due to her pure powerful sex. It wasn't due to her blinding beauty or the wisdom she subjects. It was something more I couldn't put in words, a feeling like I've never, ever felt before. She twirled and danced beneath the midnight moon around a blazing flame. Her dance was entrancing as I began to be lost in her gaze. As we physically connected naked and naturally fascinating the seed of new life affectionately, I suddenly felt an explosion of blessings come shooting from about of me. To occupy by the thousands in the warmth of her deep seas and valleys. Once again, through love and creation, more magic was born. The world was just brightened as this magical blessing took form. A new level of revel has now entered this world. Thank you, baby. Love you. Peace. DSR, all damn day. This is Rebel Jones. Thank you for waking up today.
Thank you for waking up today, my brother.
Yeah, if I may, I just want to take a moment because the rebel,
yes, sir,
for the love song tonight.
Like, he did.
I thought it was. Listen, I totally enjoyed every single thing about that poem, from your delivery to your wordplay, to your description, to the way that you carried me through everything. And it really, 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 there was a part in there where you mentioned something about being possessed, washing her in dress. And I thought you was going to go one place with it. And I truly appreciate what you did, because then you took and you described her complete aura.
Yes.
You took that moment and you captured, even down to the point that she's undressing, and yet you were able to express about the gaze in her eyes. I caught all of that. And the way that you delivered it with your message was true to who, of what a rebel, who a rebel is. Yo, I love that ink. Phenomenal ink. A banger. Ladies and gentlemen,
appreciate
this is
that.
What
thank
we're
you.
Doing tonight. Brother, co-host.
Yo,
Rebel.
Rebel.
Go ahead, Van.
Yeah.
Rebel P.
No, I just thank you for that. I appreciate that, man.
But,
bro, how you going to say that you ain't do your homework and they come spit this fire? That totally.
Man, come on, man.
That part.
Come on. That was just a little something. That wasn't even nothing great. You know what I'm saying?
Bro. Here's why it fit. Because it was a piece of your poetry that was dedicated in love to your queen, to your lady.
Yeah,
that part.
And that's why it fits so good. And that's why we can identify with the intricate pieces in the piece, because to some variation or some degree, we done all watched the woman we in love with undress.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. Many times. Even when she didn't know. Like it was in my mind. Like I was thinking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like I'm just thinking about watching you undress in my head. When I close my eyes, I can visualize that shit.
Heck yeah. Wise son, give it to him, man. Give it to him.
As a fan who's a fan that's a fan, this piece is my favorite poet's favorite piece. This is just so because,
again, say it
come
for
on.
People in the back.
For those that didn't hear, this piece is my favorite poet's. Favorite poet's piece. So we all sitting here looking at each other like, well, goddamn. This is a piece that you give your lady the night before y'all get married, and you like, check this out. I know I'm not supposed to see the bride, but I need you to read that for a half second. I'll be right. And I'm going to see you tomorrow.
dress for this wedding. I want to read it now. And you're like, nah, baby, you got to, I need you to take some time by yourself without your girlfriends and your parents. That's you. That's you.
You know, it's funny because I wrote my wedding vows in poem form, too. Like, my wedding vows was a poem.
Nice.
Phenomenal, bro.
Yeah, I can't write without it. The grocery list sounds like poetry. You know what I'm saying? I can't write without it being like poetic. That's actually how I started
it.
Doing this shit.
What was it? Last week we were talking about pen being mightier than the sword. The week prior we were talking about what motivates your pen, and you said you can't even write a grocery list without woman's poetry. That's what I'm talking about. That is the awesome of ink. Yo. Phenomenal piece.
I appreciate you, Cash, for the opportunity.
Appreciate you, brother.
Listen, I'm just happy to be here. You see who I'm hanging with. I mean,
thank you for texting me the show, because you know I've been staying out of the social media light lately. So I ain't been tapping in to see what's going on in the world. I've taken a step back.
Bro,
so I appreciate the heads up about the show, man.
You family. I was going to do that regardless. You family.
No doubt.
So thank you. Thank you for coming through.
No doubt.
Thank you. Well, listen,
my love,
you up, going out there on the dance floor, listen, we want
one
you
to love, one mic.
Yeah, one love, one mic. Hey, don't roll out. You know what I'm saying? Like, hang around on the dance floor a little bit. Get yourself a little sip of wine. You know what I'm saying? We about to send some more people out there, man, and I'm over here chilling. So one love, one mic, my brother.
Doubt.
Thank you for that.
Thing. One love, one mic, Rebel P. Thank you. Rebel P.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for waking up today, my brother.
Oh, shucks, guys. Thank you for waking up.
Nice
work. Yo, escort it, man. Listen, after that, you gotta throw something on to just escort that man to the dance floor. So give us a snippet of something.
And then an angel out of the blue gave me the sense that I might make it through. And somehow I survived with no rhyme or reason. And now I know I'll make it through a miracle of you. I know the color of love.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what
them
I'm talking about.
Them boys said, I know the color of love. It is you.
Man, I got a request. Do you have Keith Washington in your arsenal?
Who's that?
Keith Washington. I'm just asking.
Man.
If you do,
that's what we do.
Next time we get a commercial break, drop that Keith Washington on.
You got it, bro.
Yo, I'm second that. I'm right there with you.
You got it. Got you.
So ladies and gentlemen, check out the event page. It's light. Check out the events page. Oh, my God. We're going ham.
Are y'all ready for the next poet? Y'all ready? Are y'all ready?
Bring him out.
Next up, we got Epiphany Zone, one half host of the Love Zone, and the host of Express Your Vibe, Miss VIP. Hey, Miss VIP. Did she get kicked off again?
VIP?
You there?
Are you there?
Hey, y'all.
Hello.
Hey, hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Yes, she is.
Mute yourself again. Bless. Don't be bashful now. Don't be muting yourself. You know we're trying to hear you.
Wow. Well, gentlemen, this show is phenomenal, and I must congratulate the host. I didn't have a chance to do it in the beginning of April when he came on, so congratulations. And this
thank
is
you,
a
thank you, thank you.
spook show. Very glad it.
Listen, this
how
is
how are you
show.
Going to continue?
Listen, this show. I missed what? Repeat that last part. I missed what you said.
I just wanted to know how you were doing tonight. All you?
Oh, listen, I am great. Like, this show is just, it has, I feel an energy by it that has me in a place that I wouldn't choose to be anywhere else but here. So I am phenomenal, great, great, great. I keep using that word, phenomenal. That just describes my night.
Hey, I love that word.
Yeah, thank you for asking.
Hey. That's
what I'm asking. And the event page is on fire. If you haven't pulled up the event page, pull it up. If you're on the line, if you called in, press 1 because we are going in. And Ms. VIP is here with us. So, lady, I'm going to step out your way. I don't know if you have a little small talk for my co-host, but I do appreciate Thank you. It is an honor to be here. And it is an honor to share the mic with you. So I'm going to step back and let you do your thing.
All right. Thank you. This must be heaven because I was living on a cloud waiting for you to come around. And you came, showing me you loved me and everything you do to keep me by your side forever. Now I can feel your love is real and I put my trust in you. I'm no longer alone, and my world is bright by your smile and embrace. Maybe there's hope and love after all for the human race. I will always respect you and be true. We share a love that will never die. And you tell me how good it feels to be a part of me, promising you'll do your best not to make me cry. And I will make it my business to be your peace when the world tries to bring you down. This must be heaven, because our love languages are in sync. So good when you kiss me, I get so breathless I can hardly think. When we make love, it has to be heaven. Feels so good I forget to breathe deeply. Maybe it's heaven right here on earth, because loving you is so liberating, so wild and free. I don't care if the neighbors hear me. If there comes a time you wonder who's loving you, look in my eyes and know, yes, I'm loving you. I put my trust in you. Yes, I'm loving you. And that's that piece.
All right, Ms. V.
I want to go last.
Yeah, I'm going to get this started, get this out the way kind of quick. Gentlemen on the line, within earshot of my voice, there was a part near the beginning of this piece where you said about putting your trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think speaking from the being a man, often I know that we get sometimes caught up and what I would call our hip hop, hard rock, whatever you want to call it, life. But sometimes we have to take a moment and listen to the slow jams. Sometimes we have to understand that the things that we look for in a woman begins with trust. When she trusts you, she will willingly submit, not obey, submit.
That's right.
She will willingly be one. Her aim will be to please you because she trusts her heart with you. And Ms. VIP, after you said that line, you then a couple lines later you spoke of respect and being true. And I want to just warn one last thing before I turn the mic over to my brothers. Loyalty, often in relationships and fellas, hear me out. I know we got our boys. You understand what I'm saying? My man, my bro. You know, people say bros before the expression are not all women are hoes. But I will say that if your best friend is not that woman in your life, check your priorities, bro. passing the mic, brothers. Poetic.
Thank you.
Man, Ms. VIP, this was a phenomenal piece of writing. You poured your heart out into it, and the ode that you paid to just love in this piece is simply astonishing. And I'm humbled at your expression.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Why, son?
I'm going to say there's another word besides phenomenal. This was exceptional. This was extraordinarily remarkable, and it was outstandingly amazing and astonishing, while astounding and stunning, while staggering, marvelous, magnificent words of wonderful. In other words, this was phenomenal.
Well, thank you.
And I was really digging
thank
it.
I started
to think you was boycotting the Get Down, and I was like, okay, she came in with this.
And this is the
kind of piece that she walk up to some dude and she says it to him, and she take her index finger, traces it across his chin, walks away and be like, holla at me, I'm at the bar. I'm like, that is so awesome. But if I may, when you did this piece, I'm hearing this the whole time.
And I wonder,
I was like, she did that.
Well, thank you.
Thank
you so much. I appreciate it.
I'm good. I'm good now. Gentlemen,
VIP.
What do you think?
Wow.
VIP.
You know,
let me just
say, phenomenal show last night.
Phenomenal. If y'all missed Love Zone last night, it was on fire. Hot, steamy fire.
No, I got caught at work. I missed, so it sounds like I missed some flame, huh?
You did, bro. You definitely did.
Plenty of opportunity to come home.
Ms. VIP, I won't miss you again. I can tell you that.
Much. I appreciate that.
I am a fan, and it is my honor and pleasure to have crossed this path with you.
Well, thank you. I'm a fan of yours too, truly.
I appreciate that. This is an amazing show. We have such a vibe here that, like I said, there's no better place I'd rather be. So, again, thank you for that ink. And with permission, I would like to escort you to the dance floor. And
absolutely.
And Red, Wine, and White, we'll talk about that on the way. Okay?
Wow. Wow.
One love.
Wow.
One
LSP privileges. Welcome.
One love. Bye. Yeah, it's requested by J-Raw, but I think it's perfect for her piece.
Amazing, man. Just one of those nights.
What song is this, Van?
I'm shocked.
Okay, I know what this is. I know what this is.
Still don't know, Jay?
No, I know what this is. I was thinking of another song. The one that's in the chat line.
Yeah, that one's not loaded. I know. Oh, man. Oh, God. You wrong for that one, bro. Let's keep this party going because we got a lot of people ready to get on the mic. Let's keep this. You wrong for that one, Jay. Ooh, you wrong for
Listen,
that one.
Would you give me a chance? Let me play that song the next time we go to intermission.
You wrong for that one, bro.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I got you. Ladies and gentlemen, on the mic. We got none other than the CEO of Epiphany Radio himself and Raw Links. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you for real the poet Douglas. Baby, baby.
Hey, what it do? Take your socks off. What it do, babies?
What's good, big
what
bro?
What it do?
Yeah, bro.
What's going on? Hey, what's going
man.
On, Adam Liberty? J-Rob the wise son, poetic. What's up, my brothers?
Hey, listen. I'm just happy there's another dark-skinned dude with some poetry up in this joint, man. You got brothers walking women to the dance floor and cats swooning, and you got cats saying, fuck your poetry. It's just an evening, baby.
Yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
I mean, these brothers walked in here with no socks.
Because they got light-skinned feet.
There it is.
Just what, as I told y'all in the first show, I said there's a thing called white chocolate, right? So, you know, for the butter.
Yeah.
Best of both worlds.
He got that white chocolate going on, but he definitely used his light-skinned privileges to walk the baby doll over to the stairs floor, if you know what I'm saying,
uh-huh.
baby.
I'm just saying
that for a friend. I'm saying that for a friend. That wasn't J-Rob. Welcome to the Get Down, baby.
Hey, I'm here, man. Hey, y'all been doing y'all thing, man. I love it. I love what I'm hearing. Anonymity, you doing your thing, too, my brother. I meant to tell you that. I'm sorry I didn't make the first
Thanks,
show.
Bro.
I was there. But I was unable to speak with you, you know, I was at work. But hey, you're doing your thing, man, up there with my brothers and sisters, man. Y'all killing. Y'all got the vibration going around, and it's just a beautiful night for poetry, man.
Definitely.
It damn sure is.
Of this entire energy. And listen, brother, just what you allow for this platform to be, you allow for my voice to be heard, you allow for me to have an opportunity to get on and get down and get back. I wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for your vision and what needs to happen. So I want to thank you and tip my hat to you, my brother. Thank you for calling in and giving me an opportunity to say this and to speak my truth to you.
Hey, my pleasure, man, and all thanks given to the Most High, Shana Nabosa.
Shana Nabosa. Bim, bim,
well,
son of bim. Airway, it's your bay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, brother, we're blessed to have you here. So, you want to enjoy and talk about, you know, bring your peace to our peace, peace, to this
right.
energy, to this vibe. So I'm just going to give you the mic, turn it over, and let you do your thing, brother.
Well, thank you. well, I bought something old, but I'd just like to share it with y'all. As far as a favorite slow jam song, and man, there's too many to name from old school to new school. It's too many to name. But I like to shout. If I go and shout any song out, I'm going to shout out my boy Roy Ears. But you send me up into the day. Yours, mine, ours. Hey, I'm with it all, man. But as far as the piece, I'm going to spit this whole piece for y'all. Y'all ready for it?
Go on and get on down.
Get down,
Thank
my brother.
Nick Nadi Shook. Nick Nadi Shook. Nick Nadi Shook, 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 Shook. Oh, my honey, I say, come on, baby, when the music's playing, I want to see you dance, dance, dance. Come on, baby, and when the music plays, I want to see you dance, get up and dance. Dance with it. Bust your best move on it. Toe tap, head bop, electric slide up in it. Snoopy hustle till you finish. Hold it. Stroking it, sensuous and unapologetic. When the beat of it slows down, slow jam with it. Romantically swirl it. Lick your lips, cha-cha-cha, mambo it, shit. Allow its vibration to take you away to far off places. Some you've been to and you liked it. Some you've never been, but you're willing to try it. Adventurous, you've been feeling. Midlife crisis. For this, you've been itching and scratching at the thought of it. You find yourself swaying, replaying every thought of it that you've been having. Over and over again in your head. You got me sinning. Oh, you got me sinning. By them thoughts that you've been having. Consumed by its passions, its persuasive nature. You let it in you. Pulsating within you. Corrupting, causing erratic combustions of unchained pleasures inside of you. Sway. Now you're praying for forgiveness when there is no need to. When you're simply living, enjoying this life and all the shit within it. And those feelings you've been having. Spasms, you keep having them, but it's okay to sway to the music. Make it your business. Grab it. Allow it to grab you. Music. Lose control, shit. Many have gotten caught up in the vibrant veins of its entanglement and how it moves you, cures what ails you. Write to it, poet, how it makes you bob your head against your will like a motherfucking puppet. Like a motherfucking puppet. Oh, how it sets the mood for some grown-up shit from the dance floor to the bedroom if you can make it that far with your clothes still on. And shit, music. Girl, you're invited. Bring your own instrument and allow me to play it. Play with it. Finger it. Run my elongated digits along its tenderness. Then I'll kiss it. Moan explicit songs to it. Let me strum you, get in between the sheets with you, if only for one night with you. Candlelight in you. Make it last forever. High minute days. But I'll be gentle. Because this is what I do to get you in the mood. Baby, I do it all to get you in the mood. This is what I... Music. Embrace it. Sway. Dance with it. Bust your best move on it. Toe tap, head bop, electric slide up in it. Snoopy, hustle till you finish. Hold it. Stroking it, sensuous and unapologetic. And when the beat of it slows down, shit. Slow jam with it. It's there for you. Music. Music. Dance with it. Bust your best move on a toe tap, head bop, electric slide up in it. Left leg, right leg, Snoopy hustle till you finish. Then hold it. Stroke it. Sensuous and unapologetic. And when the beat of it slows down, you slow down with it. Slow down with it. Slow jam with it. At first, I thought that it was infatuation. But at last you send me swinging. You send me swinging. Oh, you send me swinging to the music. For real.
Anonymous.
Man.
Yo, yeah. Let me say, I'm a little upset right now because that was a whole vibe. I wish that I knew that was coming because I'm sure that someone I could have thought of have taken and called them and just said, for this moment, share this with me. Just let them hear that because that was a whole vibe. The way that you put that piece together, the way that you hit, first of all, let me just go with the content. I'm a fan of poetry. I'm a fan of real poetry. And it sort of is a preview to what would be announced a little bit later referencing next week's show. And so I'm a fan of the art. So I really enjoyed that. And what you did, I even wrote down, I said, dag, the voice, it just took me back. You said old school, new school. I heard Larry Graham in your voice. And it was candlelight, stogie lit, lights down low, music going, the right crush there, sharing that moment with me. That was everything that the perfect setup would be for what, I'm going to leave that part alone, but it would lead me into next week. So also, man,
hey,
I love
thank
it.
You, little brother.
I loved it. Thank you for sharing that.
Hey, much
things.
Love, man. Thank you.
Appreciate
thank you,
too.
Bro.
J-Rock. Oh.
Well, I'm mad at you. Because here I am thinking that for real going to come in here and be like, hey, brothers, yo, love the show, man. Show the bossa. And then he came in here singing, and he came in here dropping bars. He's shooting dice with the poetry. He betting 5, 6, and 7s. He throwing CeeLo up against the wall, head cracks, and he's winning. And all this behind poetry, and then he leaves the joint looking at the mic, and he goes, oh, yeah, for real.
For real.
Like, I'm like, this dude here, man.
Yo,
bruh, I get goosebumps listening to him. One, because I love him to death. This cat's family. We've already broken bread and have shared libations. This is my brother.
Hey, so nice.
Cat, daddy, man. Every time I think you can't surprise me anymore, there you go again. So in the words of my man Mark Jackson from Queens, New York, mama, there goes that man again.
Hey, thank you, little
man. Meadows.
Thank you, man.
Hey, man, I don't care how many times I get to impersonate the CEO. There's some things that cannot be impersonated, and that is this man's artistry. And my brother, this was a demonstration, again, of how you love music so much and you brought it forth in this piece, and then you sung through it. Man, listen, I love your ink, bro. You're a phenomenal poet, man.
Hey.
And I'm just honored to be in your graces. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know.
Yeah, what he
it's
said.
It's one of those things where I'm like, man, let some of him rub off on me. Let some of that rub off on me just a little bit.
Right.
Let me
yeah.
So you know how back in the day, you know, when a dude walk past you and they bump into you, it's a problem. Man, I'm trying to bump into him on purpose just so some of him can just drip off onto me. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I'm just trying to walk in the building with him.
Yeah.
Right.
I think
right.
some of it has, my brother. Because I've been hearing myself on radio when I'm not there. So I think.
Oh
it
yeah.
Has.
Yourself. Oh man. Yeah.
yeah.
baby.
Yeah.
My bad.
Take your side. So.
It slipped out.
Yeah. yeah. It's funny. Hey, thank you, my brother. Thank you, man. Means a lot.
Well, bro, listen, man. We so grateful that you came through and blessed us with that, because that was phenomenal. Definitely added to what we're doing tonight. So, shoot, man, why not get on out there on the dance floor and get yourself a drink, party with the people. And
all right.
One love, one mic, my brother.
Hey,
one love, one mic,
man.
Hey, he paying for the drink, so enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I feel that.
Hey, I got it, man. Listen. He's making this happen for us tonight. So he can get whatever he wants. You can order the bar out on me tonight. I got you, bro.
I got you. Hey, one love, y'all.
One love, bro.
One love, baby.
One love. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our CEO, the author, Larry Matta, AKA, for real, Poet Douglas. And you are tuned into Epiphany Radio on the For Real Network, Entertainment Network. I am your host, Anonymity, with my co-host, Poetic, and J-Rob, the wise son. The call-in number, which the lines are open for another 40 minutes, 319-527-6300. Call to listen in. Press 1 to be heard. And tonight's show is sponsored by Rawlings. Why be average when you can be raw? And tonight, The Get Down is presenting, as per your collaboration of requests, the Slow Jam edition. Now, as we're getting ready to get into our next caller, I made a promise for a couple people that chimed in that I would repeat the lines to my piece. And I'll do so without the music, and we'll continue to keep moving on for those that missed my words if I was drowned out by the music.
Take your time, baby. Do your thing.
This piece is entitled Serenades with the Melody Infused from the Soulful Ballad of Rhythm and Blue Hues, woven with wide hips, full lips, a honey mocha, sugar brown, earth tone complexion, displaying the ancestry of her roots through the composition of love songs. Her arrangement takes my breath away. I two-step to the ballad of her tempo, creating lyrics from the inscription scribed upon my left breastplate, every word submissive to its own rose petal. As the thorns have been dipped in innocence to find inspiration, I pen hieroglyphics of angelic scriptures to spell out her story by changing history as an epic love song, looping continuously around God's fingertips, withstanding the test of time. She is classic. Our song plays continuously in surround sound, and we shall forever be remembered in love. A beautiful composition. No need for hook, nor bridge, nor outro. Just harmonic progressions building in time upon gentle expressions of rhyme sampled with the monotones of Motown's golden age era of oldies. She's so sometimes we rock out, banging our heads in frustration when absent-minded behaviors clash with an emotionally charged response. These moments in time present us as a head-on collision, producing nothing but noise, but nighttime knows its purpose when her soprano embraces my baritone. Creating classical compositions sprawled across angel wings, spanning the distance of paradise, presenting us as peace and tranquility composed. See, she is the backdrop for this melodramatic musical, allowing two heartbeats in unison to rock steady to a lifetime in unity. Together we make harmony envious. We don't play together as one. Together, we form one. One instrument, one voice, one sound. She becomes my metronome, presented for the world as a duet trapped in a time capsule, buried for days for when love songs cease to exist. But even then, she will always be a poem to me, my first love, the interpretation of grace as a rhythmic rendition of art painted upon a canvas of metaphors, forming a beautiful haiku, heartfelt expressions embellished in metaphors. She is poetry, my favorite love song, and peace. So, ladies and gentlemen, I got to give that to those who missed it the first time around, and I hope that it was worth the encore. So I thank you for that opportunity, and I'll turn the mic over to my brother, Poetic.
Excellent, excellent, my brother. The piece is still as dope as the first time, you know.
Hey. Isn't it?
Damn. But next up, on the mic. Now, go ahead, bro.
Oh, bro, I was going to say, yeah, let's get the party going on. I had to call you out because I was afraid what the wise son was going to say if I called on his name. So I wanted to say that.
Good call, bro. Good call, bro.
Good call. Good call.
Why?
I do nothing. I ain't do nothing.
I woke up. I was born yesterday, but I stayed up all night.
That part.
Bro. All right, man. Next up, y'all, we're going to keep this party going. We have the other half host of The Love Zone and one half host of Poetic Therapy. She is La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danya.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. Hey, Anonymity. Oh, my God.
Wait. No. We ain't doing this again. We're not doing this. Uh-uh. Nope. I want equal booking. She said, hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. Anonymity. Hell no. I want equal booking. Fuck that. I'll do it over.
Okay.
What's up, man?
Wait a minute.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what happened. This is what happens, bro. This is what happens to me.
I'll do it over.
No, you don't. You got till next week. Next week, give us a proper introduction. I'm just pointing it out, ladies and gentlemen. If y'all give me light skin privileges in the evening, I'm calling you out. I'm letting you know. I'm calling everybody out. There's some brown skin people in here that want some love.
I was so good to you last night.
I was good to you first, baby. Did you hear what I said on the mic?
I know that's right, Jay.
don't come to my house and be like, you can go get the cigarettes because these two cats are smoking. I'm just saying. I'm in my feelings because anonymity wouldn't let me say fuck your poetry. He called me first. Anyway,
wow.
welcome to the get down, sweetheart. Anonymity, continue
Thank
on,
you.
Brother. Continue on.
Man.
Miss Lenegra, welcome.
Yes. Thank you.
So,
yeah,
I wait. there's a handful of poets that, as I'm on my third week having this great opportunity to be here, that I look forward to hearing. So it's safe to say that I waited a week for this moment. And just like any other previous week when you came aboard and I heard your name, the feeling intensifies. So
wow.
I'm going to take this mic that is burning, and I'm going to let you do what you want with it.
Thank you. But before I get into my piece, I gotta let y'all know. Okay. Y'all do this to me every week. I write my poem, I'm confident in it, and then y'all come in and do something spectacular, and then it makes me feel like just going to sit in the corner without even a chair, just sit down and put my legs up and put my elbows on my knees and rest my head on my hand and be like, I'm going to just listen. For real. Because y'all are so dope.
I'm in
your work.
I appreciate that.
Thank
you so much.
All right, now listen. I ain't no T. LaChelle. I ain't no for real a poet, okay? But I'm going to be singing in my piece. So y'all just be patient with me, okay?
Don't be sounding like you're on Sesame Street. Just bring it, girl.
However I sound, you're going to take it and you're going to like it.
Oh, talk that
Tell
shit
again.
Say that shit again. I still got my socks on.
I can't stand it. All right. I'm going to do my piece. All right. This is called Life Ain't Finished With Me. There isn't just one particular slow jam that I could pick from that doesn't inspire my pen, because they're all telling one of my stories from a time in my life. So I had to close my eyes and take a breath and somehow pinpoint with my heart. My heart chose Irons in the Fire by Tina Marie. This was chosen because almost every line in this song is me. It's true when she says, people say I've got my hands in too many things, keeping time with paupers just as well as kings. See, when you have a heart like mine, you find it hard not to help almost anyone in need. And I don't care who you are or what you claim to be, what your status is. I know that there comes a time in all our lives when we may be in need of someone to reach out. You're all just human to me, so I don't judge. I toss my head up to the silver sky, and then I sigh. Look at all the blessings in my life. See, I know the highest power because I have a relationship with it and recognize that I have been truly blessed within it, where my light comes from,
Here I am, your Piscean Holocaust. Born in Venice, Harlem, with some sweet and sour song.
I'm March 1st. She's March 5th. And even though we have a special connection with the Most High, all fish are some sort of a mess inside. And I told you, almost every line in this song is me. But I'm a Philly girl, and they tend to love me, those that know me, even though I can be a firecracker. I close my eyes, and still somehow I feel you're here with me. You are such a blessing in my life. See, I know my ancestors are watching me and guiding me. I can feel them. That's how I stay on track. I'm blessed. Here I am. I'm just a fragment of my God. Heavenly Father, hear me. Sometimes life gets so hard. You is my desire. Spirit's gonna build me higher. Got to keep my eyes in the fire. Got to keep my eyes in the fire. Got to keep my eyes in the fire. Yeah, I can't stop. I got business to handle. Besides, they don't even know he has my heart yet, so this life ain't finished with me. And that's that piece.
Wow. So,
anonymity.
Yeah. Let me first begin by saying, I don't think you give your voice enough credit. I think that your voice did that poem a beautiful compliment. I can't say it did it justice because there was content in your poem that took me places. There's a part in your poem where you said, I know my higher power. I have a relationship with it. And I've in submission, which I spoke about earlier, about trust. And in your piece, it was beautifully expressed, and your vocals backed it up perfectly. So I don't think you give yourself enough credit when it comes to that, because that energy that you possess carries. So I wanted to share that. And Awesome Inc.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, poetic.
You know, La Perla Negra, you always talk about how good we are. And you really overlook just how good you are.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
And this piece demonstrates that. And your willingness to step out and bare your soul and sing to your peace, for your peace, but more importantly, for you. And we just benefited from the artistry. So dynamic. Great work. Great work.
Wow.
Why,
thank
son?
You.
I'm going to say my commentary by giving you a compliment like this, if you don't mind. Your people, her poetry, stand by themselves. And because they stand by themselves, they have a different accentuation to them. And I enjoy what you did with this, and I agree with my brother. Even though I'll tease him and bother him, you don't give your voice enough credit. If your voice could jump out of your skin, your voice would look at you and say, the hell is wrong with you? I really am here. And then go back where it came from. So I agree. You know, I know we are our worst critics, but in all sincerity, you do got some pipes. So don't shy away from that. But your ink drips are just incredibly dope. So I'm like, yeah, you keep doing that. you keep doing that damn thing. You just keep doing that.
Oh,
thank you, sir. To the song's point, yeah, your poetry stands on its own. So yeah, you got your own. So there you go.
Thank you. Oh, guys, thank you.
I'm still getting on your case because of that other shit you did. But your poetry was outstanding.
Damn. But it was over. Damn.
I'm just saying, you dope.
I got you.
Nah.
Oh, well, thank Lynette, you.
It was our pleasure having you join us tonight. And as we get ready to play a song, a snippet of a song, it would be my honor if I don't get in trouble by the wild son for this. Hit me with a white chocolate joke, but while he's doing that and his music plays, it would be my honor to walk you over here to this dance floor. And I also got a glass of whatever you're drinking, waiting. And I want to say one love, one mic.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
I'll walk you over here on the dance floor while the snippet plays.
Ladies and gentlemen. J-Rap, listen.
Okay. I'm gonna get with that, but I'm of the opinion. I'm of the opinion that you should have went this way with it.
Tonight, the night. Turn off the light. Come close to me. Tell me I'm all you ever need.
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of that episode of Martin where Martin thought that she was with her. Gina, so that's what you like now? That's what you like now?
Hey, fellas, can I make a suggestion? For the rest of the show, let's pick a couple of songs that we could play after the show, after each poet. Since we're doing this blue light, black light, slow jams joint.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good.
Yeah. Just to add some fun to what we're doing.
But I'm telling you, it's going to be hard with this next poet. It's going to be hard. Because it is our good brother, C-34 Music, y'all. C-Double.
I got the perfect one for him. Let's go, C-Double.
Man, let me tell you this right now. My wife is waiting for me to come out this car and get in there. I'm like, okay, I'm almost at my inner David Mine up in here. I'm like, y'all know. I mean,
don't break up a happy home, fellas.
I mean, it's a great show, but I'm like, look, yeah, I ain't want her calling the cops like, where he at? I'm like, no, y'all, okay.
My man.
We don't want no trouble.
Yep, y'all don't want no drama.
Well, brother.
No drama.
Mm-hmm.
The mic is yours. We don't want no drama neither, so you got the mic.
Okay. I mixed the 3-in-1. This is called Shh. let's get closer, lady in my life. Hey, I'm really against social distancing right now. I'm in the mood for you. Just like if I was Johnny Gill, you uncross my eyes. The touch of your skin, I want to take a tour of your mountains and valleys and swim in your stream. I like the way you giggle when I take a nibble from your neck to your cookie-sized nipples. Your flavor of love is so delicious. I crave to submit membership application to your entrance. This is the message I'm sending as we mesh together in symmetry where our chemistry becomes legendary in this bedroom. I love having sex with you because you're incredible. I'm not begging or being desperate, but you're the best for me. You ride me into the sunset like volcanic eruptions is your destiny. You put emphasis on my monument and how hard it gets. You're my queen, and this king has blessed your monarchy. See, if you want to know how long our love will last, this universe will pass, baby, yes it will. But wait, before this happens, before we get closer. So here's what qualifies you as the lady in my life. You check off all the boxes. You fix my standards. You're beautiful, intelligent, spectacular, comedic, truthful, spiritual, dedicated to God and Jesus. Your virtue was sophisticated, laid back, chill, freaky between the sheets and I love you, I want you, I chose you, I need you, baby. Keep it right there. Don't you go nowhere. Shh. We got to break it on down. Is anybody listening? My mission is to communicate in you by launching this missile, infiltrating your targeted center, affecting your neurological senses as you bend from my extended member that's rendered you limber through your navel, commanding semen to be in sequence with you, screaming my name, making neighbors call 911 emergency as our bodies merge in heat until you know. Jacques Cousteau in scuba diving clothes couldn't go this deep. See, we don't have to make love when we already that in flesh form, and this is our work, our job. And I don't have to prove to nobody like Tommy from Martin, I got them draws. Let me answer the knocks on your door. Excuse me, neighbors. We, by our incredible decibels, broke noise compliance, by our passionate grinding. Time, what's that? Oh, yeah. That would be the sound of silence. Now back to you. Now back to me. Now look at it. Now back to me. Let's get down as I'm going to get my groove on. I don't think you heard me. I'm going to get my groove on. Insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a hell of an intro.
Go ahead, Jake.
See, double. The double entendres that you bring to your pieces of poetry and then you just grab from different decades of dope music when you make your poetry what it is one of the things that I most admire and appreciate about listening to you when you do your poetry. And this undoubtedly is in that echelon that I consistently talk about when I look forward to hearing you, man. Salute, salute, salute. Dope.
Thank you.
Van Meadow.
C-Double.
Oh.
C-Double, C-Double, C-Double.
Yes.
Bro.
Yes, sir.
A lot of mashup on the title. Bro, you had me over here crying when you were talking about Johnny Gill cross-eyed. I was over here dying. Dying, bro. Dying.
He was wrong, right?
That was wrong.
My.
But I was over here dying.
That was a dope line.
But that's definitely a dope line, man. This is your work is just dope all in itself. And you know, I ain't trying to break up your home, man. But if I'm gonna get this, man, I might have to slip wifey a 10 spot or something, so she could just be like, you know, all right, go on, baby, sit on out there in the car. That'll pay for like a little bit of gas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anonymity.
See, Dub.
Yes, sir.
Can you read the first? I don't want to hold you too long, but can you read the first two lines again?
First two lines go like this. Hey, I'm really against social distancing right now. I'm in the mood for you. It's like I was Johnny Gill and you uncrossed my eyes.
See, what I heard was, fuck COVID, I'm taking my chances.
Right.
And as you went through that entire beautiful is not even the right word. As you went through that entire masterpiece of a poem and tied so many things together, if I were to have given poem a name, I probably would call it The Get Down. And
wow.
That poem
was
that for me. And awesome ink. And then the vocals and everything, man, it was just like dope. Like, it's just what it's about. And the just beautiful written, man. I love it. That's not the right word. It's The Get Down for me. So, yeah, I appreciate that piece, my brother.
Well, thank you very much. Now, I'm going to be
awesome.
Like Michael McCrary, and I'm going to go in this house and grasp and hold and rock that booty.
But I understand. But, bruh, you heard the brothers. We're going to give a little bit of music after each poet, but you did your thing on this one. But Poetic, did you spit? Did you tell him?
I did, bro. Yeah. Yeah, you good.
Cool. Then I'm going to compliment your piece by saying... Thank you, Ruff, for what you brought to The Get Down this evening.
You are very welcome. One love, one mic to all of you. Love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
So, yeah. So, C Double, look, man, go. Don't disappear. Hang around, right? And you know what I'm saying, have yourself a drink. It's on me. So get what you want. Get a double. You can go in and, you know, you go do liquor tonight, my man. But one love, one mic to you, my brother.
Absolutely.
Wow.
He's been ushered in. Let's keep this man. Yo, let me just tell y'all.
This is a phenomenal show.
This is a phenomenal show. I am enjoying the vibe. I'm enjoying the poetry. Man, this is one for the books. Jay, this is one for the books.
Mm-hmm. Come on now. I'm digging this whole thing, bro. We got a vibe going. We got a vibe.
Yeah,
going.
We do.
Who's next? Let's keep it going.
And anybody next up on the mic, J Rob next up on the mic, one Amelia T. Davis, y'all. Amelia T. Davis.
Good evening.
Good evening, King.
Good evening
to you.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you. So tonight, I'm bringing you a piece. It has got to do with, you might say, having a crush on a singer, a vocalist.
Okay, now.
Okay.
That's what tonight's all about. That's about, you know what I'm saying, those emotions, that love feeling. So the mic is yours. We're all ears for you.
Okay, this piece is called Thunder and Music. Thunder and music. The sound of your voice as it sings to me washes over my mind, body, and heart. I am swept by your words to a land of ecstasy. to see, where every word vibrates through my body. It reacts as it awakens to the sensation of a ripe fruit ready for harvest, sweet and juicy. Take me to that special place in time and space where you are the one to enjoy all that my body has to offer. You are the man of my dreams as your voice reaches out to tell me all that you have to offer me, telling me of the longing kisses you will give to me, explain the tender touches we will exchange, how soft you'll touch me, building the fire burning deep inside of me, how your luscious tongue is going to explore me, searching for my deepest love, how I will arch in sensuousness to your song of love, dripping in delight. Sweetheart, tell me more of the power that you have that belongs only to me, and then how your lips will greet mine as I welcome you to who I am in my depth. Our bodies will become one as you and I move to the music that belongs only to us. Cascades of sweet passion will pour over us as the tidal wave washes over a shore. Throbbing, throbbing, pulsating, pulsating, more and more, waves crashing over and over again. We can feel the thunder as the bolts pass through our bodies over and over again. Our bodies spasm as the thunder passes through them. We are at a climax like no other, forever changed by the surreal experience of a lightning bolt of ecstasy. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. End peace.
I'll let me be the first to comment on this. So I often say, I often talk about poetry and the way you take time and you express your words, the metaphors, the way that you touch. I always talk about the senses and what your poetry brings to you. As this love piece that you were talking about, you gave a description of how this crush impacts your world in such a beautifully expressed and vibe, an art. I talk about certain things being a vibe. I was able to just kind of go in and relax there, if you will. Just go and vibe there. Just go and chill there. I think that you write poetry beautifully. And that was just another testament to your words. I just love it. Your words are something amazing. I just think I'm a fan. Good.
How sweet of you, and I'm a fan of yours as well. Thank you, King.
Much appreciated. Much appreciated. Van Meadows.
You know, Amelia, this is something else, right? Back to you wrote it to that singer that you have a crush on, and there's a couple of singers that I got crushes on, but I haven't written anything like this to any of them. However, you have now inspired me to do so. So, yeah, thanks. This is dynamite piece. I loved it as well. So you've just given me new inspiration to write to my musical crushes. So thank you. Hey, Rob, the wise son.
You know, every so often you come up with a piece that keeps me intrigued and interesting. And in talking to the fellas, there's an artist whose song touches on this subject that your poetry exemplifies. And I didn't know if Van took it up or should I take it up, Van?
Oh, you go ahead, bro.
To this, we'll talk later. But this piece, this is...
At last,
perfect.
My love has come along. My lonely days are over.
So that's what I was thinking when I heard your piece. I want to say thank you for bringing it to the Get Down this evening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blown away, Jay Rob. That's one of my most favorite songs, and it happened to have been recorded the year I was born, and I'm amazed that you chose that particular song. Thank you so much.
From the Get Down to you, that's what we're doing this evening. So thank you, beloved.
My pleasure.
So, well, poetic angel queen, and then Mickey Davis, it would be my pleasure to escort you over here to the dance floor. We're going to get you set up with a VIP spot tonight. And anything you want is on the house. It's on me. And... one love, one mic.
One love, one mic,
Kings.
Okay. Well, so that's poetical angel queen making her way over here to the dance floor. And tonight you are tuned into the For Real Entertainment Network. This is Epiphany Radio. And tonight, we present for you the Get Down Slow Jam Edition. I am your host for the evening, Anonymity, along with my co-host, Poetic, and J-Rob, the Wise Son. Tonight's topic, again, Slow Jam. And our show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Shout out to CEO, as you heard him earlier this evening, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. And we are now in the after hour. So we have some callers still calling in. We have over there on the dance floor, dancers, poets, just enjoying themselves. We're going to continue the show. So, Van Meadows, who do we have next on the Get Down?
Next up, absolutely, we got area code 912. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hi, this is Mother of Dragons.
Hey, Mother of Dragons. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Long time no hear, girl.
Doing. I know. I've been working.
Working is a good thing, so thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
Welcome.
So good to hear you.
We heard you.
So, y'all are doing something on slow songs, love songs, slow jams. So.
Yes.
I think I have something that's appropriate for that.
Okay. Well, the mic belongs to you.
Okay, this is this poem was inspired on a song that I like by her, You Can Do Damage. It's just a little twist to it. Hope you enjoy. There ain't no question whether I'm emotionally invested. spiritually lifted by the tongues you be given. And I opened my eyes just for a second to peer in your eyes. We're entranced with each other, but you can do damage to this pussy. You can beat it like an 808 drum. Don't pull that thing out unless you come to bang. Keep me coming on repeat. Levitate my whole entire body by the way that you speak. Mesmerize me with your eyes, and I despise the way she made you. So absolutely spectacular. You are a work of art, a 10-gun salute, repeatedly thrusting. That's all I can think about, how you make me feel. And when I call out to the universe, and when I come so many times, I've had an out-of-body experience. You can do damage to this mouth, in and out, making me gag on that massive size, face to face with one, face to face with that one eye. And when I realize the only pain that I feel from you is pleasure, and I feel it inside as I collide with comets of your love splashing upon my mouth, you can do damage to my temporal lobe. The intelligence that you lavish me, downloaded by genetic metagenes, slide into my esophagus, keep me gifted with that gifted specimen. Keep me gifted with that gifted specimen. And in a world where there's so much madness, it feels good to be given a piece of your magic. You can do damage. Yes, you can do damage. And peace.
You, when she just stopping by, she not playing. Anonymity?
Well, damn. I wasn't ready. That piece pulled me out of the corner. I wasn't ready. I'm gonna say this. I'm going to make an announcement at this moment. So next week's show, The Get Down will present the erotic edition. And,
all right.
And with that piece, I wasn't in a mindset, and I'm trying to give it its due diligence for what you made me feel. I'll say that I sat here as you were doing that piece, and you made me just kind of go to something that you inspired me to just go to, and I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but I got to keep those thoughts till next week because I can get in trouble tonight. But I'm hoping you call in because you pulled me out of the corner. And I plan to do damage. So I want to hear you again.
I can do that.
Okay, damn. No, I got to go.
Mother of dragons. You know, I love your pen. I love the way you just take things and just basically invert them, pervertedly, might I add. And I enjoy it. I really enjoy it. So, yeah, I love to do damage. Love to. J-Rob the Wise Son.
I'm not even sure I'm old enough to listen to her poetry. I'm going to have to give this, like, parental guidance and be like, Ma, can I listen to this? like when I'm reading the cereal box. So, the piece was outstanding. Absolutely outstanding.
You know, it's the men that I encounter. I call them the vibes that I encounter that give me these to give me these wonderful poems to write on. So,
Mother of Dragons. Oh my goodness! I'm back in the corner. My goodness. Okay. I'm out. Okay. Mother of Dragons. May I ask? May I ask the meaning behind your pen friendship?
From this particular one,
the mother of dragons.
The name.
Just
oh,
like,
the names.
Like
I'm a big Game of Thrones. Big Game of Thrones fan, so definitely could identify with Khaleesi, and so when I came up with the name, it just kind of fit nicely, you know, to be the mother of dragons.
No, I love it. I think that like that alone, for the way my mind works, the things that I see, you know, I think that there's just so much sometimes in the name and the title and what you did with that piece just took me a couple places. So Game of Thrones, I'm definitely with you on that. So, no, awesome, awesome, awesome. But I'm hoping you will call in next week. And
I definitely will. I have a poem ready for you.
I want to invite you over here to the dance floor. I want you to stay a bit because I got to you know, talk to the people, and then I'm going to come over here and come holler at you for just a second. Get to just introduce myself a little more formal. So awesome Inc. and one love, one mic too.
One love and always one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. wow. Yo. Woo, I wasn't ready for that. I was not ready for that. I was like, wait a minute. But this has to do with love. Because everything she said, I would love to have her back next week. Oh, I can only imagine. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in for a treat next week. So I just can't emphasize enough, as this is the after-hour portion of our show. Next week's show is definitely going to be adult material. So, you know, I know we're touching on some things tonight. I know you just, you know, heard that that poem that was so beautifully spit. That touched into what we're doing tonight and what we're definitely going to be doing next week. So, you know, bring your pens. I'm just giving a heads up. You got a whole week to prepare that, right? You want to polish something off? You want to bring it to the table? You want to talk about how poetry can be intertwined in erotica the right way? Get as nasty as you want to get. But again, here on the Get Down, we challenge your pen. So the goal is to push your pen. So for everybody out there that loves erotica and writes in erotica, and every time you hear the people say erotica is not poetry, this is your opportunity to get as nasty as you want to get and stretch your pit. So I just wanted to put that out there. That is tonight's show. And Van Meadow,
you mean
what do we got
show
on the mic?
Next week's show. Next week's show, bro. That's next week's show. Show.
Next week's show. Next week's show. Exactly. Tonight. Love songs. So, Van Meadow, who do we have on the mic?
Next up, y'all, we got Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, Van. Hey, Anonymity. Hey, J-Rob.
That's all I'm asking for. Thank you, baby.
hey, Van, did you hear it, though?
I heard it.
He got it good.
He got it real good.
Did you catch it at the very end when she let it be known who she came to see?
What can I say? I'm having chocolate fantasies tonight.
Hey, look.
And that's all right, baby. That's all right.
And I still fit the bill, so I ain't mad at you.
Y'all are a mess.
Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, baby.
Hey,
what's going on?
I'm delightfully blessed tonight. But hey, J Rock.
Yo.
I got a baby. Oh damn! Did I say that loud? That was a light skin moment. My bad.
Wow.
Y'all are a mess.
Oh, my goodness. Look, this is the love edition. We just spreading love around the room. So, Ms. Lips, I know that you got something for us. So, the mic is yours.
I absolutely do. This was actually the first time I ever wrote anything to music. So, let's see how it goes here. Let's see. Good morning. Another brand new day with you on my mind. I'm remembering our days in the sun when all that mattered in the world was you, me, and how it felt when your skin fused itself to mine. Those times when we could never get enough of each other, and taking chances on trying anything wasn't even a thought, because we just had this need to touch, taste, smell, indulge in each other. When the idea of saying no to anything you wanted from me was foreign. Because you were my sun, moon, and stars. And to deny you was denying my very soul. We were insatiably designed, completely fulfilled, yet constantly yearning for more. I was the nucleus to your every cell, and kinetic energy fueled us. Remember that morning? You know, after that night when we fell asleep on the sand, we woke up to the sound of waves gently licking the shore. They beckoned to us. So, in the sun glow of a pink horizon, you began to kiss me. Deep, passionate tongue lashing that rekindled the fires from the night before. I just remember feeling the heat of your mouth as it traversed my body, down my neck, across my collarbone, down my cleavage to my belly, nibbling on my fupa just before you dive into your favorite breakfast. Kissing her as gently as the prince who awakened Sleeping Beauty. I remember probing fingers and sucking sounds as the ocean's water rushed over my feet, and feeling my tide rise to meet it, I gushed onto your face from how delicious you felt. You latched onto me as if I were giving your soul sustenance. And maybe I was, because you left not long after that. So all I have now are memories, because you've gone into the ether. I always knew one so beautiful couldn't exist in this world for long. Now you're my angel, guarding my heart. And I know that with every pink horizon, you're there on the other side. Till the day when time joins us again. But until then, remember,
to the end of my days. I will always, always love you. I'm lit and you can serve.
Yo. Whew. I really enjoyed this piece, Miss Lips.
Thank you.
And my mic enjoys the way that it's been serviced by those lips as well, so thank you for that. Phenomenal. Nice musical accompaniment. J-Rob the Wise Saint.
I want to hear this piece again, hopefully offline without the music, because the music was overriding your vocals, sweetheart. And
okay.
And it was a little bit choppy. So, you know, as long as it was, I'm sure it would have been even more dope for those of us who was listening without, well, not those of us, me. That's why I want to hear it again without the music. But I'm thinking this is a really dope piece,
so
and because I know your work.
You need a private audience.
That's exactly where I heard. Anonymity.
It could be private.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, need to let me finish speaking, though. And this is why I hate Van. He always be taking light skin privileges when I'm talking. I know how to ask for a private audience, sir. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up by saying,
you got to be pushed out here.
I just want to hear this piece again without the music. Forget Van. Forget Van. Fuck his poetry. I just want to hear this again.
You know, I was over here minding my business. But I'm going to come out the corner to say, first and foremost, I never heard your pen with music in the background. And there's something that definitely shined in that. Yeah, it was. I also would like to hear it without the music, just to kind of give more to your words, or your
okay.
word play, or how it rolls off your lips. Or maybe I can just sit back and envision it dripping off of your lips, because I heard what was said over there, and I got a little felt some type of way. I might be the light skin side. But the dark skin side wants to see that. So I'm going to look back and I'm going to keep attention. I got my co-host over there and grab my arm in yours as I escort you over here on the dance floor. And thank you for stopping by to blaze the mic.
Absolutely.
So one love, one mic to you.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Oh, and the kiss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know where that went, right?
Even the wise son didn't even get a kiss. But okay.
Mm-hmm.
But okay.
But
enjoy your night. Enjoy yourself. Man. Who's next, man? Your light skin cells.
Right.
Who's next?
Next up, we got our brother Just J is in the building. What up, Just J?
Man, y'all having a smashingly good show, man.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, bro.
Brother. Yes. Thank you, brother.
I almost had a heart attack, but I'm good now. I've been set straight. I'm all right.
Woo!
Man, I didn't miss a couple of days. I done missed a couple of days. It's good to
Five
see you
Five is the magic number. What song was that, man?
Oh,
Five is
damn.
The magic. What hip-hop song was that? Five is the magic number.
Dirty to death. And he sneak it in, too. He's like, huh, this yours?
Yeah, I snuck it in, man. I snuck it in.
Be quick with that shit, boy. Let me hear you.
Good to hear you, brother. Good to hear you, brother.
It's good to hear y'all too, man. I see y'all got anonymity in here too. I've been working on your name, bro. I ain't want to do that to it, man.
Oh, my brother, what's good? Listen, man, it's good to have you.
It's good to have you here. So, you know, you it's anonymity. Like, I listen, when I first began with it, it was like, wow, that, it caught me, and I was like, that works. I loved it. Yeah, tongue twisted. So it's designed to do that.
Right.
But my man. But listen, my brother, you here with us tonight to get down. We presenting the love songs, and I definitely, you know what I mean, want to hear you blaze the mic, man. Keep the energy rocking, and the mic is yours.
All right, cool. I appreciate the opportunity, too. All right. Our love was once a wide open highway. There was previously a wide and spacious road. They were started by kids cutting this way through the grass. To hear it is a comical distract. It's all abstract until it is your story that is being told. A thin line is cold that precipits volatile venomous spits, and they drape like icicle sticks from high up atop a bottomless pit. And the path is slick. And each step is a slip with no handrails to grip. It's like unknowingly going on a one-way trip to the precipice of Everest without a stitch to protect from the elements. My love has dragged me here naked. How could this once love that I vigorously pursued turn about to haunt me? Every shot near my head ends with eh. I tried to miss. That's a way of saying you promised me happiness. Oh, why has my treasure that was sweet to the palate become face-twisting bitterness, extraness? It all reeks of excrement. My heart groans between screaming expletives as it drops and shatters with no one to pick it up. So I dust myself off, leaving more emotional blood in the dirt. What is my worth? Alive but under the earth. Put it this way. If the sky is positive, the ground is neutral, then my graph should surely be negative. In this place where I am, there are sure to be raindrops there. Because I am underwater with my constant companion, despair. Strapped to a chair at the bottom of the Marianas. I have killed her honor by not being honest, and it is her pain that makes my heart break. She screams, "Pay attention in class." But the lesson is the handwriting on the wall. Home.
I could dig that.
Yeah, that was truly dope. Truly dope.
That's
appreciate y'all, man.
Man, we appreciate you. Anonymity, what you got for that?
Yo. Let me just slow down for a minute. From the beginning portion when you spoke about a wide open highway, you took this piece and you gave a direction. Then, from description, you gave it vision. You made it, you reference something about how now you can write, like you're writing her perfect ending, if you will, her perfect life, her, you gave it vision. Then I have to give respect where respect is due in your wordplay. There was a way that you flipped words and it made me say, my man ain't really got many issues getting the name, getting anonymity out, because the way you flip words, I instantly caught that. It was just the compliment to the delivery.
And appreciate then, you, bro.
For brothers, my poets, that's brothers, you know, us men, you spoke that poem and love and emotion, and you tied it all together. So that's what I got from that piece, and it was my honor to hear it. J-Rock.
No, just a... This is a very heavy piece, and I just dug the direction that you took it in, and it was just really tranquil in how this whole thing played out with the wordplay. So I enjoyed it from top to bottom, bro. Thank you for bringing it.
Yeah, you know, this is a cleverly disguised trauma piece right here.
Mm-hmm.
nice. That even speaks even more to the genius. Like I heard the emotion. That's why I said how you spoke in love and emotion. But yeah, respect.
Amen.
Absolutely.
I appreciate y'all, man. I ain't gonna let this type of time go by again.
Appreciate you, man. Absolutely. Yeah, man. Five is the magic number. Hey, man. When I remember that hip hop song, man, I'm gonna get it to you. I'm gonna get it to you.
Appreciate it, man. You gave it to me tonight, man.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hey, man, I'm gonna have a podcast going on pretty soon, man. I'll be hollering at y'all.
Yeah, okay. Send an invite.
Yes, sir.
Well, listen, my brother.
I love one.
Get on out there on the dance floor. We're looking at time. We want to get these poets going. Getting on,
yes,
and you know what I'm saying, spitting their piece, because I'm loving the energy. I'm going to send a drink out there to you, and one love, one mic to you.
My man, y'all be easy.
Peace, King.
Van Meadows, let's keep this thing rolling, my brother. We got him.
Absolutely.
One on the dance floor. Who we got up?
Next up, area code 424. Welcome to the Get Down. Tell everybody who you be.
This is Anthony Arnold.
My brother.
Hey, what's going
Anthony
on, Bridget?
Hey, now.
What's good? What's good?
Nothing much, man. Just chilling.
Kingpin in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's good to hear you, bro.
Well,
I'm glad you're here.
Good to hear from you, bro.
Well, my brother, we're going to do what we do and give you the mic, do your thing. And the mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. Got a piece called Poetic Love. She was his canvas. He was her brush. She was his paper, her pen. He wrote his words upon her heart, words that no one else could ever say. She was the expression. Her eyes told the story. Her love showed him life. Their lives were exquisite. They were companions for life. No one could come between the love they shared, too strong. Old and gray, they grew together, their love just as strong. He, her king. She, his goddess. Until the end of time. I'll take good care of you. That's what a man is supposed to do. And I'll be there for you all time. Let your head down. Let me get you in the mood. Come on, take me. Take me with you. Oh. And that's that piece.
My brother, anonymity.
Bruh, again, just continue to vibe tonight. I paid attention from the beginning all the way through, and then I was just into the wordplay of your description, I was like envisioning it, and then but when you towards the end I didn't expect the vocals, and I just think that it well rounded, because I opened up my eyes when you did that, and I wasn't expecting it. Was that, you know, it just brought life, even more life to that piece for you. So yeah, I loved it. Awesome piece.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Van Meadows.
Kingpin, first and foremost, welcome back to the Get Down, bro. And his piece is amazing.
Thank you, sir.
amazing tribute to Love. And again, the vocals at the end, wow, it just solidified the piece for me. It's amazing, right? You know you're a dynamic poet, man, and I'm glad you're here. Wise son.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Anthony Arnold, listen, you already know me. First and foremost, I am a huge, huge fan of your work, without question.
Thank you, sir.
To have you join us on the Get Done This Evening is a treat for me. So I want to say thank you for that. And this piece unto itself says a whole lot. That, and I just want to say this, I need, if you would do us the honors of please posting this in the event page. And if you haven't been tagged, I will make it my business to tag you. But
yes,
this was a really good piece.
Yes, definitely.
Really good.
Definitely that.
Thank you, sir.
Post that in the
I will do so.
And my brother, again, I'm going to get these poets on the mic, man. So I got a drink down there waiting on you. Not going to leave you out. Order what you want. And, you know, I'm going to come bust it up, man. Maybe we can collab on something in the future. I would love to do that because I'm an instant fan of your ink.
Hey, just let me know when.
My man. One love, one mic to you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Peace.
Peace.
Man. Yeah. Dope ink, man. Let's keep it going. Who we got up next?
Next up on the mic, we have Gwen C.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey,
I'm
Gwen.
I'm good. I was talking about crushes. Hey.
Yeah.
Did you say shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, okay. I come here to talk shit, right?
Yes, we know that.
We know.
Yeah. Co-host ain't going to know, like, what's wrong with her. Ain't going to know how to take me because all month I've been talking
I'm
shit.
Shocked.
I haven't been doing no political pieces.
And the Pope is Jewish.
Say what?
That's funny.
Said, and
that's
the,
funny.
And the Pope is Jewish. He's shy. And the Pope is Jewish.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
Don't mind my brothers. Don't mind my brothers. This is just how they reacted. Don't mind my brothers.
That's funny. I like your show, though. Amelia came in here talking about crushes. I said, let me press one. Let me press one.
I know
I'm
that's
glad
right.
You did.
Uh-oh.
I'm just playing, y'all. I'm just playing.
Well, welcome to
it's
the
all good.
Thank you.
And we're going to get our chance. I'm going to get a chance to get a more formal introduction. But right now, the mic is yours, and do your thing.
Thank you. Oh, I wrote this at a poetry event tonight, too, so, you know, bear with me.
I am anxious to hear what you are about. I just wanted to take a moment and just pause because something tells me, I got butterflies right now, so I don't know where you're about to go. But I'm anxious for it, and
I don't know.
What got me kind of like wondering where this is going. So I'm going to mute myself and listen in.
Appreciate you, and I don't know where I'm going either. We're going to find out together. Thank you. As much as I love the shape of your eyes, I also love the idea of seeing what's behind them, or maybe you seeing what's behind me. Let me see them thoughts, page them, let me be the page. Use your fingertips or tongue or both, or just whisper your thoughts, because even at its lowest decibel, I hear every word. For you, I pay attention. I want to lay my pen beside you after I write about you, and as much as I want to lay beside you, I'm going to quit playing with you. I'm going to quit using you as my fantasy unless you tell me you prefer it continue. I know you heard me, but do you see? I'm not really playing with you. I mean this shit. Like Nas wasn't playing with ether. I want us to burn pages, make them into ash after we crumble them beneath us, smooth that shit out, roll around, rumble, kissing, touching, we tumble, crumble that shit again and again, like every love poem or lust line. We got to do it again and again. But since we ain't done it yet, I'm going to quit playing with you. But if I don't, them sheets we lay upon going to be like gym mats. Them sheets we print upon going to be screaming, damn, he put it down like that. And this, she wrote that. We lay that shit down. For the down low, highest scores you win with that FaceTime. Talk to me. But playing with you seems a bit questionable when really the question is, do you want me to? We can twist her. Conceitedly, I'll say my poems be too dope for something so unoriginal, but, like, I want to get twisted with you, like the keep sweat kind, the in-bed kind, because you embedded in my fantasy. Buy new sheets each week because I need to see you on every color, but do you see me? Have you envisioned my touch, kiss, all of this? You love my pen stroke. Close your eyes, bae. Imagine my wrist popping for you. Back arch to adjust, molded to you. I love when things take shape. I'm going to quit playing with you, though. But when you're ready, we can Lego and build. We can domino and see how hard we slam. We can domino and see what the effect looks like, feels like. I'm sure the up and down be as good as the in and out, but I think I'm supposed to stop playing with you now. Or we can let chemistry win, continue to be magnetic, let the pull put us in a place where your push be met with no resistance. Rather, I accept what your class gives. Or we can continue to be magnetic, perfectly balanced, no need to measure. We be scales. Talk to me. I follow instructions well. Tell me what you like, but no, you can't rob me of my creativity. I'm going to do what I want to you. Blend it with what you ask for. My legs around you be formula, perfect math equation. We add up, started odd, ended even. But when I'm calculating, I'm hoping you plan to grab me, funnel me. Let's go beyond chemistry. Study each other so hard we cycle back to elementary. Learning numbers, I count how fly you are. I'ma give you 10 out of 10 every time. I want to forget how to tell time, then relearn it with you based on how long I'm in your presence, how many times you be my present, or when you finally tell me I can play with you because you see me as gift. Let us open up, be young at heart, learning numbers. I like G and J, like gin and juice. I mean, I ain't thirsty, but sipping you gonna give me all the juice, the kind that's gonna flow in you like these poems do. Because even if I quit playing with you, poet, I'm still going to want to write about you. That's that piece.
I got one word and one word only. Maybe two. Wow and damn. Yeah, you got to post this. Just wow
I gotta,
and damn. Anonymity?
My bad. I got an acronym. WTF, okay? WTF. J-Rock.
Van Meadows.
Oh, my bad. Ooh, I'm cool.
Van gonna be like, you better complain, mom.
No. I just
listen.
Off my square for real.
Even if I'm not playing with you, poet, I'm still going to write about you. That's the part for me. That, yeah, dope ink. Cassie. You know, I'm a fan of your work. This is another fine piece.
Thank you.
I'm going to personally escort you over here to the dance floor, but I'm going to send something to your inbox. Okay, if that's okay with permission.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, I'm going to walk you over to the dance floor, and one love, one mic, wow. Amazing.
Thank you all. I appreciate that.
Cool.
One love, one mic.
Wow.
One love, one mic.
Whew. All right. Keep this party going, my God. Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tuesday Night, Mr. Iron Man, I give you King Drip Mojave. What up, Javi?
What's happening, Brody?
What's happening, bro? How you feeling?
Good. I'm a little tired, you know, but listening to this dynamic, fantastic show. But few of us individuals I love to call my brothers. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being here, bro. We appreciate you. Absolutely.
What's good, my brother?
What's happening, Brody?
Chilling, chilling. Listen. I'm new with this topic tonight. Yeah, we almost do. I almost called this the Get Down Presents the Mojave Zone. I'm playing right up your thing. So I'm going to instantly step out your way because, listen, I'd have bought a ticket for this one. So my brother, who would you want to do?
Y'all go wild one out. One second. Well, I get this ready. Hold on for a second. Let's see. I believe this is it. All right. There we go. Or three times I did the same thing. This is wild. Anyway, I'm trying to get this thing to pull up. It's just giving me really a hard time. Okay. Okay, I'm taking forever to get this thing going. This is going just real crazy. Okay. She was water. She rose to her own level depending on what the moon shone, predicted her every flow. She could be gentle, the way she touched my shores, or high tide, high wave. If you offended, you were like a knave. She was the type that you had to brave her waves. Serve her imagination with adventure, the trip cost me. I paid in patience, long promises, love unconditional, peace and compromise. I spend at the love bank what I deposit with my active listening, staying heart open. But it's in this heart you reside. The only way I know how to keep you on the inside, the space I make is how we stimulate active endings, mending, producing sweet fruit that we consume in this space. The way we groom growth in my heart, this ever-expanding room. They say that beauty is something anyone can be, but not me. I see beauty in the way that I see things, how I experience things, how the air compares when the wind blows gently. Some of these meant just for me, how I can see bees that quote from flower to flower, the gentle mist of the summer rain shower. Beauty is seen from me in this way. This mischievous smile of a lover, maybe it's the way when I see her dance, time slows, and the music makes her body well. Beauty's gaze caresses my man's palette, allowing me to paint in my mind's eye colors unimaginable to memory. To converse on campus, the master lover, and at last, my love has come along. Beauty is a song that my eye sings, my skin feels. It is a meal for my taste, it is passing to the fashions that skirts the rules of molecules. Beauty creates jewels and how they shine brightly. To take away the ugliness and kindness of humans nightly. Beauty is a day. Beauty is a way to see the best in everything rightly. You remind me of what it feels like not to be broken, heart, mind, or spirit. The freshness of kiss, the knowing look, the way you feel the room. With a smile, I think beauty is overrated because it's
anything that anyone can be, but this real beauty is felt beyond the skin, is more than sight. It is a waltzing heartbeat of intricate steps, souls clasping hands, minds and feet spinning, a dip at every turn, waist that won't wait, a parallel rhythm. It is a dance, our dance, the way that words sweetly tackle eardrums and concocted perfection. It heals, it mends, it fixes, and only scars remain as evidence that they were once hurt, gone now, you standing here.
I got four words, and I'm going to pass off to J-Rob. Thank you.
Cuzzo, thank you for taking us the music, because now I can appreciate this piece in the way that it was supposed to be given, and this is outstanding work. And I'm going to ask for a favor, because I want a copy of this, because I want to send this to somebody. Mind your business. I'm just saying, I want for you to copy of this. In any event, man, this is still a dope-ass piece, and I loved it to death. Salute to you. Van Meadows.
Dope piece, Hive. Dope piece, Hive. We got to move. But, you sound a little tired tonight, bro. But the piece was still fire. Still fire. But I'm going to need you to get some rest, bro. You can't burn yourself out.
I got you.
Sincere. And
hey, like I said, I had four words. Thank you for that. It was everything. And when the music stopped, it did exactly. I think that without the music, it came to life. So yeah, it was dope piece. Excellent eight, as always. So we're gonna keep it moving, man. Get you out there on the dance floor, have a drink, and we're gonna get the next poet up. Who do we have? Mahabi. One love, one mic, my brother. Never forget that. My bad. Never too busy for that.
Absolutely.
Never too busy for that. Stop, take time, and pause for that. So, who we got next on the mic here?
Next up, we got Edwina.
Good evening, fellas. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am doing great. I am enjoying the show. You guys doing fantastic. The energy is amazing.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, as we're blessed to have you here, and while we have you, the mic belongs to you.
Okay. Ingest. I guess our moment exists in orbit. Dance of patterned steps, preordained by fate. I wait with bated breath as change arrests our greet, as chance arranges our feet. I twirl and pirouette. It lets me kiss the space where you used to be. It's a dance as romantic as it is contrived. I watch another star shoot by, and we'll call that one next lifetime as we exist in orbit. Faces and trust encrusted in space dust, all trussed up in the lines formed by the stars we connected, forming a pattern we name Uhuru with as much freedom and control as the dance we dance in orbit. In your rhythm, in your patterns, worn in sands from the stance of your last chasse. I never imagined I'd be dancing this way, eyes closed, head back, lost in the tailspin of your last whirlwind, hands open, collecting moments like mementos, cradled in the arms of your star-like charm. You disarm my smile without warning, as the universe keeps turning. I keep dancing, collecting roses in my teeth as we tango to a heartbeat that feels forever incomplete, and I keep dancing. Black holes open up like throats devouring souls, but we keep dancing. Meteorites collide, creating fireworks in the sky, and we keep dancing. Uncharted universes birth new stars, new moons, new chances, and we keep dancing. We keep dancing. We keep dancing. I'll keep dancing. I keep my eyes trained in time to the minutiae in every move you make, if that's what it takes to keep me dancing. In your time, in your steps, to your rhythm, in jest, I'll keep dancing where our moment exists in orbit. In a second.
Wow.
Let me be the first, if I may, to speak on that. Beautifully written. Unfortunately, time constraints will not allow me to give it its due diligence, so I'm going to ask that you post it on the event page, and I will leave my comment there. But beautifully written, Van Metal.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Great. I love this piece. This is amazing work, as always, Queen Simmons. I'm a huge
fan
of the work. J. Rob, the wise son.
I hate that we are running out of time, but this was absolutely outstanding, and I really loved every bit of this piece. You keep dancing.
Thank you, J-Rob. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
So listen,
thank you.
I'm going to escort you. Yes, I'm going to escort you to the dance floor, and we have one more poet, I believe, up for the night. So one love, one mic to you. And
one love, one mic. Van
Metals, who do we have?
Love,
one mic.
Wow. Next up, we have Gina Storm. Hey, Gina.
Hey, Van. Anonymity. Happy Friday Eve. I came to get down.
Hey, well, listen, we don't want to stop your pen. So, the mic is yours. Come on and get down with us.
I wrote this piece on April 21st, 2017. I'm going to read it verbatim. I titled it Try Again. To anyone who's struggling to move forward, thank you, Aaliyah. I also feel like this regularly, so sometimes I feel like I have to remind myself to love me. I have to try again because I don't always pick a charming prince to love. I've had my share of scrubs. I've been bum-cuffed, and worst of all, I've been made a fool of, y'all. I'm a public figure and an introvert. It sounds oxymoronic, but that's who G is. I cry regularly due to empathy, even for strangers, and that's got to sound silly. I've been down, as low to the ground as a snake, taken advantage of by friends who were fake, talked about by family, but I survived. That's just me. I dust myself off when I don't succeed, and then I try again. I'm victorious in the end. Hard times taught me lifelong lessons. Each setback was a blessing. I'm no superhero possessing any magical powers. No, I'm just a storm named Gina who turns words into poetry. That's my gift, and I use it to continuously uplift. If first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again. Thank you, Aaliyah. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me in peace.
Short, sweet, and to the point. That's what's up.
I'm going to say thank you for indulging us. I was afraid that it might get cut off, but you made it through. And again, please post, and I will leave my comments. G, that was fire. J-Rob.
You're welcome. No problem.
Van Meadows. Van?
I'm talking.
He's on mute pulling a Gina Storm.
I did a Gina Storm. Yes, I did. But Gina Storm, I appreciate Gina Storm because she recognizes time, and she manages to get her freestyle right in that time frame and make it very powerful as well. And yes, thank you, Aaliyah, for what you have done to inspire this in Gina Storm. One love, one mic.
Appreciate you. One love, one mic, guys.
One love, one mic.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
So that's the get down for the night. I know time's going to run out. Don't forget, next week we have the Erotic Show. I want to thank everyone for coming on, and Van Meadows.
Thank y'all for coming out. God bless. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get up out of here. See y'all tomorrow for Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night with me. Let's talk about it where we do date night differently. One love, one mic. Peace, y'all.
Peace.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.